Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
And if you are in Australia and New Zealand, good morning to you. I'm so excited about tonight's show. I'm actually sitting outside looking at the moon right now. The weather is absolutely perfect here. So I hope that you pick up on these happy, breezy vibes. And tonight's show, we're going to be talking about moving past what is causing you to be stuck or having paralysis in your life, with a great friend of mine named Marissa McCluskey. It's a little confusing because there's a lot of M's going on. So we were just discussing you can call us the M&M who will sweeten up your night and hopefully your life tonight. So during the second half of the show, please feel free to call in with your questions about how to move past some challenges that you might be facing. But before we get into that, I just want to tell you guys that I am back to filming the Psychic in Your Pocket videos. Yay! So I'll probably collaborate with Marissa and do a Psychic in Your Pocket about moving past challenges or something inspirational to kind of keep you on that path and keep with the vibe that we're going to be talking about tonight. My guest is absolutely an inspiration. She's a life coach. She's also an author. And she does wheelchair yoga. Yay! I can't wait to talk to her more about that. So I'm really excited to connect with you guys tonight. She also, I just found out the latest scoop, she's working on her third book. You definitely have to check out her information and all the things that she's doing. So without further ado, Marissa, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! Hi!
Hi.
So I'm so excited to have you here today.
I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I have the best listeners in the world. And
this is
going to
be my first time I get questions. I'm excited.
Yeah. That's great. So we were actually discussing in preparation for this show a little bit about the differences between traditional therapy, which is actually my background, or counseling, versus life coaching. And so to sort of start us off, I'd like if you could to kind of describe the differences between a session with you or time with you versus, you know, your traditional idea of therapy.
Okay, well, for me, therapy, as soon as you say the word, I think of a guy sitting in the chair behind his client, laying down and going back in the person's past, which isn't
exactly
what we do.
A lot of times you do. You tend to, in counseling, look at the root of the problem as far as looking in the past and how different pattern started, but I know that your line of work and your process is different. So kind of how does life coaching differ, or in your practice or experiences with clients, how does it kind of unfold?
It's definitely, I want to say, first of all, it's no substitute for therapy or any kind of, like, rehabilitation or anything like that. It's no substitute. So if you feel that there are issues that would be better suited for you for therapy or any kind of, you know, rehabilitation, do that first. And then you can come to me or to a coach, and we will set up, you know, goals for you and, you know, finding a better path for you than what you were on, or just propelling you into a path that you might not think you can go on, or that you want to go on but you don't know how. You know, it's, you're blocked in some way and lost a little bit when you come to me, and then I work with you. So I don't want to say, you know, I help you. We work together and, you know, move you forward.
So it's kind of like you definitely work from the present, and a client would come in with either goals that they want to accomplish or how to move past some things that are holding them back. Is that correct?
Exactly.
That's awesome. And one of the things that really inspires me about you is that, you know, you've had your own challenges that you've had to overcome. You've been dealt some difficult cards in life, and you've been able to move. Tell our listeners a little bit about how you got on your path with coaching, or how that kind of unfolded or happened, and some of the things that you've had to work past for yourself.
Well, for this, it actually comes to my mind because I don't meet a lot of people like you or like me who have a positive attitude given the challenges that we've been dealt.
And you are in a wheelchair, correct?
Yes, and I have been from birth. So I just want to say, you know, to anybody that is in a wheelchair, you know, it's okay to accept where you are right now. Like, if you are struggling, it's okay. But it's important not to stay stuck where you are right now. So you should want to seek somebody like me, or even a friend or somebody, you know, to help you accept where you are and embrace it. Because you don't want to live your life resenting it or hating it. And I can't relate to anybody who has lost the ability, because I was born with spina bifida.
Right.
It can still help them to realize that it's not terrible. It's going to be, excuse me, it's going to be much different than what they're used to if they once had the ability, but life can still be lived to the fullest.
And that is a perfect opener to actually your first book. Tell the listeners a little bit about your first book. I am a huge fan of it, but I definitely want you to give the listeners your perspective of it, and kind of how it sort of is a roadmap to how you kind of, I would say, approach your practice. So definitely tell the listeners about your first book.
It definitely is. I practice what I preach, basically. I wouldn't ever tell one of my clients to do something that I'm not doing myself. And it's basically, it tells you different scenarios in my life, different things that have happened to me, and my attitude.
But you have to give the title of
everyone's
first book.
Why you find it funny? It's everyone's different. Get over it. Which is basically the truth. It just so happens that people that are physically different in our superficial society, that's what people notice first. But in my practice, I work on people embracing their own differences, whether it's physical or emotional, mental, spiritual, or anything like that. I just feel like the world would be a better place if we all embraced our differences and the differences of other people.
to have a platform or a place where people can feel safe to be themselves and to express, you know, the challenges that they are facing and just really lay the cards out on the table, so to speak. I mean, a lot of times, you know, being someone with a physical disability like myself or yourself, the cards are kind of out on the table from the get-go because you can see it. But for people that that the issues or the struggles they're dealing with are not as physically apparent, sometimes, you know, they don't feel like they have a safe space to kind of express those. So that's why I think what you do in terms of coaching is so great. Not only does it tend to work a little bit faster than traditional therapy, which can sometimes, you know, last over several years, which is fine, but for someone that really has some goals that they want to reach and, you know, really just wants to focus more on the present, I definitely think coaching is a great way to go. How did you get on your path to become a coach?
I've always liked psychology, and this is no disrespect to any psychologist listening or therapist, you yourself included, but I'm not one to really look into the past. I've always been the type to, you know, look in the here and now and into the future. So I don't really, once I started to study psychology, because I did a little bit in college, that just wasn't my forte. And I've always been the type to tell even family and friends growing up, you know, for instance, you know, why are you complaining? You know, you can, you know, set this goal and then do this and that. So I think it was only natural for me when I stumbled upon life coaching and heard about it to jump right on it. I've always been the type, you know, okay, here's the problem. Let's work on how to fix it. And in today's society, with so much going on, so many bad things, a lot of people do complain or feel lost and focus more on the problem instead of goals to fix it.
That's absolutely true. And that's also why a lot of people are currently, which I'm very happy about, turning toward meditation and getting into that quiet space, because it's only within a quiet space, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, as I've mentioned on previous shows, the traditional meditation, but just something that in general raises your vibration. Once your vibration is raised, it's easier for those messages from the divine or from sacred to come in to give you a little bit of motivation to then move past it. But sometimes it's hard on your own to always keep that same level of motivation once the inspiration or the message comes forth. So I think it's a great partnership. I think that's a good term to use. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think to have a partnership with a coach who can definitely be objective and sort of have that roadmap and give you that extra push when you need it to follow through on the steps or to follow through with what needs to happen to break certain current patterns is a really great thing.
Exactly.
Would you agree?
Exactly. We really are coaches, you know, are really partners. It's not like we sit back and we just listen to you ramble and ramble and ramble. And, you know, we're allowed to give you ideas based solely on, you know, yourself. We're not going to tell somebody who, say, likes to swim to do something completely different. You know, we work with what you like to do. And if you don't know what you like to do, you know, then maybe I'll introduce you to something that I like to do. And it's based on your comfort, and I will push my clients out of their comfort zone to try different things. But it's I'm not one to ever force anything, which is what is similar to a therapist, where the client does most of the talking in that sense. In coaching, we don't push something
right
that our clients don't want to do. It has to be if you're meeting with a life coach, you have to want it, and you have to be willing to do the work. And you can feel free to tell me no, you know, in certain things, and we come up with something else. But you have to be willing to want to change at the point of meeting with me.
Right, and a lot of times, even working as a therapist myself or a counselor, you know, you can address the need to have change, and you can address that the time is now. But then sometimes the clients are like, okay, but how do I facilitate that change? And once I start to, how do I kind of stick with it? So that's another great thing about a coach, is that not only do you identify what maybe needs to happen to break certain patterns, but you continue to give that support and sort of watch closely as the partnership grows and watch the client take those steps to see the changes or the goals being met that they're looking for, correct?
Exactly. We walk you, or in my case, I guess, wheel the client through it.
Yeah.
Just to touch on something you said before, I also meditate. I ground myself every morning. You know, even like how a therapist always says, every therapist has a therapist. Every life coach needs a life coach. So I'm in no way professing to be perfect. Life gets to me sometimes too. So I always make sure every morning I ground myself. I do actually mat yoga, which I'm not recommending to every person in a wheelchair, but for my case personally, mat yoga is better than chair yoga, just solely because I'm sitting all the time, so I like that stretch on the mat.
Right.
But I encourage everybody in a wheelchair, if you can't do the mat yoga, do chair yoga. I love it.
And how has yoga influenced your practice and influenced your, basically, your life in a positive way?
Well, we'll start physically. Ever since elementary school, I was doing PT, physical therapy, which basically, from what I remember, was just me laying face down on the mat while my therapist was stretching my hips and my hamstrings and all that, which was
mm-hmm.
I did adapt to gym for a little bit there too, and then I went to SportsNet, which is a popular gym, which I love to actually do the physical upper body workouts and stuff. But every time I come home from mat yoga, which I'm working on, you know, finding another one, because the one that I'm at now, it's a few minutes from my house, but it's getting cold, so I got to work on getting one here right now. But I love it because it stretches your whole body, but it also relaxes you. And, you know, sometimes you could do it from home, but if you really want to get the full experience, do it in a quiet place with an instructor so you can listen to their voice and just, you know, your whole body relaxes and, you know, your chakras get aligned. It's great. I love it.
And have you found your coaching practice has changed since implementing yoga yourself?
Well, I mean, it's definitely something that I recommend to anybody, because my yoga is a lot like meditation for me. Like, it silences your mind and everything. So if they, for instance, if I have a client who, you know, whose brain is always going, or, you know, looking at negative too much, or, you know, has people, you know, coming at them with different ideas and thoughts, you know, that they want to do away with, meditation and yoga is the first thing I'll tell them. So I guess, you know, to answer your question, yes, because had I not had the personal experience of it, I wouldn't be able to recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the benefits of adding those holistic approaches to any problem and just to your daily life is incredible. This actually opens beautifully. My dear friend Lisa Williams has started a 30-day meditation challenge. So I encourage you guys to definitely check out her page for that. It's, everything's free, and it's a 30-day meditation challenge to see how meditation changes your life in 30 days. And actually, she's quite a link. She's actually the one that connected the two of us, if I remember correctly, because I was honored to be a guest on her show, and then I believe you heard our interview, correct?
Yeah, I try to listen to her interview as much as I can because I adore that woman. And I'm so mad that I didn't catch the 30-day meditation because I follow her posts on Twitter, on Facebook, and I follow you. Surprised I'm just hearing about this now. I have to do it later tonight.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
It just started yesterday, so I thought this was a perfect window to tell everybody to jump on board with that. And I think it would be awesome if you join too. And we are encouraged to post about our experiences daily with implementing the yoga and kind of supporting each other. So I think it'd be awesome for you to join that page and join that challenge and talk about the transformation and the things that you experience. And even for people that it's really new to know that you're there as a support system and possibly implement the things that you work on as a coach to help clients, I think it would just be a great combination. So everything happens in perfect divine timing, for sure.
It does. I'm so excited about that.
And I mean, that's another thing I love about your book about everyone's different, get over it, is that it's easy to read, it's to the point, and it's just very inspiring. And the way that you sort of describe the challenges that you've overcome, it makes it accessible. It's a perfect word because it makes it accessible to anyone. It doesn't just apply to someone, as you said, that's in a chair having a physical challenge. You can take the framework and the mindset from the book and actually apply it to any problem and really see differences. I mean, I read it myself in about a day and a half, and I felt a change within my own mindset of how to even approach different people in a way that would make them more open to different suggestions. And just things started happening more quickly. And then I was delighted to find out when you were, you know, had your second book. That's definitely a little bit different than the first. So tell the listeners about the second book.
Well, thank you for
You're welcome.
What you said about the first one. I'm very honored. The second book is basically, again, it's situations that I or people that I know have been through. But it's the characters' names are changed, you know, to protect the innocent or the guilty, depending on what story you're reading. And it's basically fictional elements mixed with non-fictional elements, and it's short stories. So it's 10 short stories of different things that I've gone through or that people have told me that they've gone through. So I think that anybody, there's some stories even that you can probably relate to put, which is, it connects to my mind because my business is called Push Past Paralysis, and paralysis being used loosely. So you can, in my book, you can even probably relate to things with your own version of what you look at as paralysis for yourself, because paralysis isn't just physical. So I'm sure people that read the book will put themselves in that in the situation or a situation similar going on in their life that they can relate to, and then it'll hopefully in some way touch them and help them.
And that opens perfectly to please give our listeners your contact information, how they can find out more about you. They definitely have to follow you on your professional Facebook page and Instagram. You put tons of inspirational things. I'm constantly looking at it when I need that extra little push, or as you said, to center or ground myself, or just happy things too. You have a great sense of humor. So give the listeners.
I was just going to say I'm a little sarcastic, just as a warning
yes.
for anybody that follows me.
Yes, but definitely within taste and very funny. So give the listeners the ways to connect with you, and also, excitingly enough, you have a third book now that you're working on, so tell the listeners about that after you give the contact information.
Okay, well, to contact me, you can go to pushpastparalysis.com. That's my official website. My official Facebook page is facebook.com/MarissaMolesky86. I'm sure Melissa will post it so you know how to spell it.
Yes.
Twitter.com/Marissa11586. It's my birthday. And Instagram is Marissa11586.
And how would people find your book?
You can find it via my website. It's also on Amazon. Just search Marissa Molesky. And it's also on CreateSpace. Search Marissa Molesky. And you can also get both books either in digital form or paperback.
And just spell out your name, please, so, you know, for those that want to write it down and look you up as they're listening, they can.
Okay, it's Marissa, M-A-R-I-S-S-A, Molesky, M-E-L-E-S-K-E.
Awesome, and it's unbelievable, but the first hour of the show is actually up. We're going to be taking calls soon. We're going to take a brief break here just to give out the number one more time, and then if you're ready, we'll take callers.
I'm ready.
Yay.
All right, let me go ahead and make an announcement. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I'd like to let everybody know you're listening to Lattes in Heaven with Melissa Hebner. She's on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any part of the show, you can pick it up in the archives and find out about that and also about the show. You can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you'd like to call in and ask some questions, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And you said you're ready for some callers?
Sure.
Actually, I have to go. The one person I thought I had on here, she actually dropped off. So let me go screen some callers and let you guys talk to each other for a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
No worries. That gives us more time for the listeners to get to know you a little bit. How actually was yoga introduced to you? Did someone suggest it, or did you look for it yourself?
Well, I was pretty stressed out when I was looking for it, actually. And
mm-hmm.
I really liked the mix of, you know, the physical and the mental balance that I was going to get from it. So I looked it up and found that it was at the library, which was not far from my house, and it was free, which is extra good. So,
that's incredible. It just shows, like, when you're ready or when the time's right, that
universe
arrives. Open those doors. Yep.
Yep. Exactly. Funny story, which I wanted to tell you before, but you know it's a little bit of a spoiler from the book. But I guess you know it'll hopefully some people will find it funny and want to go pick up the book. When I first went to yoga, I went on a night of mat yoga. And I was going to speak to the instructor about whether or not, you know, mat yoga or chair yoga would have been better for me. And the same instructor
mm-hmm.
does both. So I was like, you know what? They already had chair yoga the night before, but let me just go up and talk to her. The look that she gave me when she first saw me was basically what propelled me to want to even do mat yoga in the first place. Because she was looking at me like, okay, this girl should be in chair yoga. No,
right.
It didn't happen. So, you know, right away I wanted to prove everybody wrong, and I did. You know, I've gotten so many compliments from my classmates in yoga, and you know, I think I'm flexible in the ways that I am because I'm sitting. Like a lot of people for yoga, they have more trouble bending forward, whereas my trouble is bending backward.
Right.
So, you know, everybody gets out of it whatever they get out of it.
And it just goes to show, too, that you are able to broaden the mind of the teacher who you'd think would be very open-minded anyway, because yoga, you know, branches from such a spiritual, open philosophy, but even people that practice regularly sometimes can get so caught up in, you know, what is typical or just a daily routine that they may not even realize their perspective has gotten a little narrow or a little closed-minded. So, again, Spirit put you in front of the exact teacher that you needed to be in front of, and I guarantee that she has talked to other instructors and you've really changed her perception of maybe what someone in a chair is capable of doing. And to be more open, you've definitely opened the doorway for another person who she may encounter now in a wheelchair or have a physical difference.
Exactly. And one thing that I'm very proud of, which is I'm kind of a little bit going to name drop, but for everybody
that's
who
okay.
watched Dancing with the Stars, Val Tchmarkovsky, who unfortunately is eliminated, but we won't talk
He's
about
so
that.
Cute.
I adore him, and we won't talk about his elimination because I'm not over it. But anyway, he owns studios in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and, you know, they're going to be broadening their horizons other places too. But they were doing a dance camp in May. And we had just returned from the hurricane, which, by the way, Melissa predicted, for everybody listening, we would be back in May, and we were.
Yay!
And I was like, you know what, we had lost everything. There was no way I was going to be able to afford it. But I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to lose my chance to see Val because I love him. And it would just have really boosted me after everything that, you know, all of my area had been through. So I'm like, you know what, let me reply to this newsletter and just see if maybe he'll want to teach somebody in a wheelchair. I had sent the email on a Friday. Not even an hour later, I got a message back that I had a session with him that Tuesday.
That's incredible.
To make matters even better, a couple of weeks later, he went to a New York City children's hospital and was filmed dancing with a girl in a wheelchair, which prior to my session with him, he hadn't done before. I was his first.
Wow.
Then,
that's amazing.
Then I get a tweet on Twitter that his studios, the instructors are being trained to teach people in wheelchairs now. So for
wow.
everybody who thinks that they can't go ballroom dance, go to dancewithmeusa.com and they will prove you wrong. There's my little plug.
That's
I'm
amazing.
So happy for people in wheelchairs that the studios are doing this. So happy. Because, as you know, so many people that we meet, I mean, we're one of the rare, overall happy, and I would want to say unstuck.
Yeah.
But a lot of them need our help. So it's just nice to know that people that do walk are now showing people with physical challenges, is what I like to call them, that they can do anything. So I feel like we're merging the gap between the physically, you know, able to walk versus the physically challenged. And
right.
It's nice that especially, you know, his studios are embracing it now.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's another thing about you that inspired me so much is that when we first connected, as you mentioned, you were going through a lot of challenges. I mean, just even scratch the chair for a second, just, you know, the effects of dealing with the hurricane because, you know, where you were was directly hit and having to move from your home and being in a totally different space and you weren't in a good space emotionally or physically. I mean, granted, you're grateful that you had a place to go and everything, because some people didn't, but it was just a really trying time. And one of the things that we had mentioned is that it was good to get a reading. It just sort of happened. We didn't plan for me to give you a reading, but I gave you just a brief reading and picked up some positive things about where your life was moving forward. And you mentioned you held on to that, and just that little bit of hope gave you the motivation to then almost manifest the new situation and the better energy to come in. And I think that's where you know, what you do is different from what I do, but they complement each other, because I can sort of see how they unfold, and you also have the tools to kind of give someone then a roadmap of, okay, how do I get from where I am now to where someone like myself might see them in the very near future? How do you make that sort of unfold faster, when you say?
Exactly, like, for instance, you know, me with, you know, coming back here in May, which you predicted. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but once you have that goal, which is what life coaching is all about, once you have that goal in your mind and in your heart, and, you know, you get more motivated, and then your brain tells you that it's going to happen, so you start planning. If you
right,
go
and,
into it, exactly, if you then, go into it without any plan or, like, a deadline for yourself or, like, when you want to have certain things happen, you may accomplish it. I'm not saying that you won't, because some people have. But for me, it's just nice to have, okay, I want this by this time. I'm not one of those that has, like, a 5-year plan or anything like that. But, you know, for goals that I want to have, I treat it like, let's say I have a concert in a month, what I have to do in between then to get to that point. So that's how I work, you know, in my life coaching. For any goal that anybody has, whether it's business or pleasure, we work toward it that way.
And I love how you're bringing this up, because I've mentioned this also before. A lot of times people come for, let's say, a psychic reading, and I can sort of see what's going to unfold or what's going to happen. But the thing is, you can't just go on what comes through in the reading. You have to grab hold of the energy that comes from the reading, so to speak, and take moving forward in your wheelchair to open those doors, to kind of allow and to surrender, to allow the things that someone might see in a reading to happen. And that's where coaching and psychic readings really complement each other, because with the psychic reading, you sort of know what the possibility is that you might not have seen before, but with the coaching, you then can work on a plan to start taking the steps to actually have that unfold.
Exactly, like from what I'm no, you know, psychic or medium, but from what little I know from following people like you and Lisa, and even Therese Caputo, who I love, is from here. But from what little I know, to channel somebody so directly in a reading,
mm-hmm.
it drains a lot of their energy. So they have to come, like, for a certain amount of time and then spurts, whereas they won't be able to tell you, okay, you know, it's going to happen in, like, May, but they can't sit there with you and say, okay, you have to do this, 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 and this, where as a human coach, I can do that. So the spirit can give you, like, a month, and I'll be like, okay, to the client, okay, what goals can we set in between that time?
Yeah, like, a perfect example is so many people come to me and they say, when am I going to meet the love of my life? Or when am I going to meet my soulmate? Which is a common question. And, you know, I can tap into a framework of how that might unfold. But a lot of times I might pick up, you're going to meet your soulmate or the love of your life in May. But the thing is, if you continue to do the same things or go to the same places or stay at home. The love of your life or your soulmate, 99.9% of the time, is not going to knock on the front door. You have to take the initiative to go to new places. You have to take the initiative to go somewhere that might be out of your comfort zone, or to go somewhere that maybe you didn't think about before, but maybe it's a new place for your soulmate or a new place for your significant other too, and that's the pathway to bring in that new energy. So it doesn't mean necessarily that the psychic reading was wrong. It just means that it can't happen alone. There has to be action that's taken, because that's the only way that new energy or new things can happen. There has to be an initiative from the person that's getting the reading. Now, sometimes things can come through that are just going to happen. Like, maybe I would pick up that there's going to be a big storm and it's going to hit a certain area. And that's going to happen regardless. But how it affects the family or other things that are going to happen in the person's life that are predictable or that are that you can see psychically are not just going to happen unless the person takes initiative to change things or to let things unfold.
Hello? So,
exactly. Yeah.
Hello?
So, yes?
Yes.
Are you ready for some calls?
Yes, sure.
All right. We're going to bring Karen on first.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, it was fascinating listening to the tea. Thank you for sharing. That was very special.
Thank you.
I was wondering, I've just been experiencing a lot of body pain and not being able to connect, you know, with my gift or spirit. I pray for it. I'm trying to prepare for it. Just wondering what you're seeing that might be blocking that. I'm listening to Esther and Jerry Hicks, and I love how she opened up the spirit, and it's something I've been really wanting to do.
Well, the first thing that's kind of coming through that I'm picking up, and then Marissa can sort of run with this after, is that spirit is very, very subtle. So sometimes in that subtlety, you might miss the connections that you are making. A lot of times people expect it to be sort of like the trumpets opening up and, you know, a real change that's quick and drastic. And most often it's very, very subtle. And your guides, because you have tons of guide and angel energy around you, I feel them. Like, my whole body is tingling from them, so they're definitely there for you. They're definitely around. It's just a matter of allowing yourself, like, not to put as much pressure on yourself, and just allowing yourself to realize and recognize that it is very, very subtle. And one thing that can happen, because I feel as though you are naturally very connected, but sometimes when we're going through things, as Marissa mentioned, that can cause that sort of being stuck or paralysis, it's just a simple thing as changing your energy or changing the environment where you're trying to connect just a little bit, and keeping it consistent. It's very important to have consistency in terms of where it is that you're trying to connect, because what will happen ultimately is that the vibration or the energy of the space where you're connecting will stay at a certain level. So the minute you step back into that or move back into that space, your guides kind of know, uh-oh, she wants to connect. Let's all gather around. But changing that space a little bit and being consistent then in the area that you're practicing, and just realize that messages can come through as simple as, because my guide's saying that you get a lot of number messages. So when you see double numbers, that's the angels and your loved ones letting you know that they're around, like double twos, double threes. That's how simple and subtle the messages can be, but just breaking the pattern of trying to connect in the same way, and don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. Basically, just say, I really want to connect, and then be consistent in asking, you know, guide, please let me know by giving me a physical sensation on my body or something, that I can know that that's definitely a sign from the guide. That's what I would suggest. Marissa, is there anything that you could suggest along with that?
Well, first is don't put so much pressure, because I feel like, you know, like something like that you were saying is, Melissa, I'm talking about, when you have your sights set on one way that they're going to come through, you miss all the other ways, and then you're concentrating so hard anyway that you miss anyway. You know, even you would probably also miss the way that you're choosing for them to come through, even if that's how they chose to actually, you know, be in agreement with it and come through that way. You're concentrating so hard on it, you're going to miss it. So you have to just let it happen. And for example, I get numbers too, and then a lot of the time when I don't even know what sport it is, but it's the Duke team. My dad's nickname was Duke. Anytime they're playing, and especially when one of his old teammates posts it on Facebook, I know that's a sign. And
the team is 11-11.
Yeah, 11-11 is one too. Even when, like, on the channel guide on TV, sometimes it'll say Billy Duke, which is very rare in combination. That was my dad's name. His real name was Billy. His nickname was Duke.
Oh,
it was so weird, you know, when you see that. But I know, having lost somebody so close, how bad you want to connect, but try not to think about it too much, because if you're thinking about it too much, it's almost the opposite. So it's just let it happen naturally, and just, you know, when you see it, don't doubt it. Be like, oh, okay, hi, to whoever is connecting with me right now.
Hey, Karen, I noticed you had dropped off a couple times, so I think you missed a lot of what Melissa said. So feel free to go back into the archives, and you'll be able to listen to the show. It'll be available in about probably 15 minutes after the show is over tonight.
Thank you for calling.
All right, we're going to bring Debbie in. We actually have quite a few callers here. Debbie?
Yes, hi, thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello. Hi. I had kind of a weird question. I feel like I might be up for promotion, and because I was singled out on an email to tell of somebody else's promotion, and then it said more to come. I was wondering if that's what that meant, or if you get anything.
Hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
I don't know why, because the information comes through very quickly when working like this, but the month of February came through very strong. I definitely think that there's going to be changes in February that are all positive. There's very positive energy around that. I think that there's going to be a follow-up email, and it's going to be a little bit more descriptive about the steps that need to be taken or what's kind of falling into place for that opportunity in February. But I'm telling you, February came through really strong. Just keep focusing on the positive of, you know, getting that promotion, because I definitely see it in the cards for you, so to speak. I don't use cards, but I like the expression. I definitely see it as a possibility. And this is actually one of the really good things that Marissa's good at, is sort of helping you maintain that motivation to keep the perspective open of getting that promotion. So how would you suggest that she sort of keep that motivation? Because I definitely see something very positive and significant for February.
Well, February's my birthday, so I was just wondering if that's what you see.
Well, that would be a good birthday present.
That's cool.
I said that would be a good birthday present.
Yeah, but it's weird. It's not the company that I saw, because I have two part-time jobs. But I thought it was weird they sent an email about somebody they promoted and in a different state, but I was on the email, because everybody's not on the email. And it just said more to come.
In my opinion.
Huh?
That's a sign, definitely, in my opinion.
Yeah.
really good energy about that, and I feel like the pieces will sort of fall into place. Something is significant around February besides your birthday that relates to it. And a lot of times good things happen around a birthday because our energy and our chakras get very strong around the date where we incarnated into this lifetime. So it's just a matter of maintaining that positivity that it's going to happen. I think, as I mentioned, you'll hear about it before, but it feels like everything will be settled in that regard come February.
Okay.
And my advice, just as a coach, work as if you're going to get it. Work as if you're being watched, and every day from now on is a test to be at your best. Don't put pressure on yourself like, oh, my God, what if I screw up? But just work hard to get what
okay.
you want. The way that I always do it is, okay, my best manifesting is weather. Whenever I look at something, like at an event that I'm going to in, say, like a month, once it gets to the 10-day period, I start looking at the weather. And without fail, it says it's going to rain on the day that I have to go somewhere. But as it gets closer, I'm like, no, it's not going to rain. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm going to have a lot of fun. And lo and behold, it's either just cloudy or bright and sunny and doesn't rain at all. So
okay.
work it as if you're going to get it. That's my
okay.
best.
Well, I was thinking about going into business with my boyfriend. That's why I was kind of shocked because I didn't go for this, but I thought it was weird I got kind of singled out. And I was like, whoa, I'm being
yeah.
watched.
So just as exactly like she said, just sort of, you know, operate in that mindset of being watched in a positive way. And you'll sort of just embrace and allow those things to happen. But come February, there won't be any question about, you know, what's going to happen or the position. I feel like things will be settled. So just take
okay.
those baby steps to embrace the change for the positive.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, Tina, you're on there.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Tina. Hi, my name is Tina from New Jersey. I was calling because I wanted to know what you get from my amazing boyfriend, Michael, in our relationship.
I'm sorry, I had trouble hearing you. Say that again?
I said my name is Tina from New Jersey, and I wanted to know what you get from my amazing boyfriend, Michael, in our relationship.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Well, I'm picking up really positive energy. It feels like not right away, but in the near future, there's a possibility of a wedding because I literally hear wedding bells, like, very loud. So I think that that's definitely in the future. I don't see it right around the corner, but it is coming. And I feel as though there's been some financial struggle, but that's going to kind of even out and get better come January. And then once that sort of improves, it feels like your boyfriend won't be able to sort of take a deep breath and then sort of embrace taking the relationship to the next level. But it feels like he really wants to solidify a little bit more financial security before taking that commitment leap, but I do see that coming, as I said before, and then eventually a ceremony. It may only be a small ceremony, but I do see making that commitment, and there's a very, very strong connection for you guys. There's definitely a past life connection. I'm not sure if it's a soulmate necessarily, which can actually be good because sometimes soulmate connections are challenging and they teach us lessons. And so you can still have a really meaningful, loving relationship with him because there is a past life connection. And I see a wedding.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And like I mentioned, I feel like he's sort of holding back a little bit because he wants a little more financial security before taking that step. Maybe Marissa can give just a quick, guidelines on how to just be supportive in the relationship and sort of surrender to allowing those next things to happen.
Yeah, that you definitely don't want to put any sort of pressure. You want it to happen naturally and because it's what you both want. And financially, I know, can be a bit of a touchy subject between two people. But if he comes to you, definitely be supportive. And, you know, it'll happen. This sounds so cliche, but if you guys are, you know, happy and in love and everything's going great, I see no reason why anything Melissa said won't happen. So just, you know, let it happen naturally. And, you know, pressure on either one of you.
Yes, thank you. You don't see anybody from his past or any other women around him?
I'm sorry? Say again?
Do you see any, like, from anybody from the past or any other women around him?
Yes, there's a male gentleman in spirit that's definitely watching over and trying to give support with the finances. It's a little bit of a different staircase, so to speak, so I was more in the psychic zone, but there definitely is a strong male energy.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I was saying, like, any other women trying to talk to him.
Oh, no, actually, I feel that could have been a problem. He's really been on the straight and narrow and been faithful, and I feel the relationship will get stronger.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm so glad that you asked that because he is quiet. He travels a lot. He actually has a lot of money, but I guess, you know, it's just a goal that he set for himself. So I don't put pressure on him, and we don't argue or anything. So, yeah, that's why I had to ask, but you hit it on the nose. I have another question. I have an ex by the name of Lewis. Do you see if I should let my son go with him now?
Oh, I'm really sorry. We're running out of time.
Okay.
And
okay.
I want to give Marissa a chance to give her information again. But thank you so much for calling, and you can definitely call in next week.
Hello? I don't hear anything.
Okay, it looks like Melissa dropped off. Why don't you give everybody your website so they can find out how to get more information about your books and all the work that you do?
Okay, my website is pushpastparalysis.com, and I think I gave the wrong Facebook link earlier. It's facebook.com/MarissaMolesky86. But all the other links are correct. Do you want me to give those again, or?
Yeah, go ahead and give out your links again.
Okay, Twitter is twitter.com/Marissa11586. Instagram, Marissa11586. And the Facebook one I just gave you, and you have my website. I think that's it.
All right, that sounds good. On behalf of Melissa, who dropped the call, I want to say goodnight to everybody, and it's great having you on as a guest. Incredible interview. Love that you shared all your coaching, and I recommend you highly for anybody out there who wants to do some coaching work. So make sure to go and check out her website and everything, and thank you for being on.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, I want to say goodnight to everybody. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And this is Lattes in Heaven with Melissa Heavener. She's on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.